Some of the highest gas prices in North Carolina are in the upscale town of Chapel Hill.
I think they stink.
George Callis is paying 46 cents a liter for regular gas at a BP station. Why did he come to this pricey place?
Because of the traffic flow.
Not worth it to you to fight the traffic to go someplace else?
No, I was running out of gas, so it was kind of like, do it now or die.
65 kilometers south, in the working-class town of Sanford, Ada Patrick is getting a better deal, 40 cents a liter at Amoco.
That's why I stopped here, because it's cheaper than I think.
Ms. Patrick is just passing through. In the town where she lives, a liter of regular gas costs 43 cents, so she's saving money by filling up here.
Well, a couple of dollars, to be truly honest with you. You're talking about 12 cents a gallon.
But no matter where they buy gas, many people say they feel helpless in the face of rising prices. They say they can't stop buying it because gas is a necessity, just like food. Jeremy Pace agrees, up to a point.
But you can change which supermarket you go to, and you can comparison shop. You don't have to just blindly accept whatever they give you.
Mr. Pace, a computer consultant, is a member of GasBuddy.com. That's a website that turns the guesswork of finding cheap gas into a science. Sitting in his Ford sedan at his favorite station in the town of Graham, Mr. Pace says GasBuddy can help consumers vote with their wheels. Every day, some of GasBuddy's 60,000 contributors check the prices at their local gas stations and post them up on the web. Jeremy Pace checks 20 different gas stations 3 times a week. Why such fuss over a few cents?
The money's got to come from somewhere. If you're spending more money on gasoline, that means you're spending less money on food, or maybe you're not going to be able to go to the movies that month. It adds up after a while.
Though GasBuddy has been around for almost 4 years, it's gotten a record number of hits in the last 2 months. Jason Taves, a computer programmer from Minneapolis, is the website's co-founder.
We're getting probably about 25% more prices being entered per week than we were before, and about 2 to 3 times the number of people coming to the website. Right now we're getting approximately 60,000 to 80,000 visitors to the website per day.
These days, the GasBuddy website says the country's highest gas prices are in Southern California. The lowest are in the southeast, around Atlanta. GasBuddy's Jason Taves advises drivers not to buy gas in affluent areas or right along the highway. But no matter where a gas station is located, experts predict that fuel prices will continue to climb just in time for the summer travel season. For Coast to Coast, I'm Lita Hartman in Graham, North Carolina.